This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and personal development channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Robert Flower, founder and director of the Gilchrist Institute, a nonprofit human potential research and development think tank located in Bronxville, New York, established in 1982, featuring a new science-based system he calls the Laws of Potential, aiming to help individuals unlock their potential in an effective technique for coping with life's challenges and achieving focus. Dr. Flower, a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
My pleasure as well. Thank you.
And you're welcome. So how did you come up with this model, and please describe what it is?
Well, I sort of stumbled across this model about around 1980 when I was going through some personal introspection, not satisfied with what was going on with me. And I just wanted to get some profound answers to, you know, what it's all about, what am I, how do things really matter in the world and whatnot. And it just opened doors to me that have been just nothing short of incredible over the years. And I began to get information from a variety of sources, sciences, philosophies. I'm a big lover of philosophy, and a researcher. And along the path, I happened to have a period, several periods of profound enlightenment, I guess you want to call it. And I was receiving all sorts of information that I had no idea what it was about. But over the years, things, you know, as I pursued the course, things started to fall in place. And I found that there was a code, not only in science, for instance, in biology, but that the same code was evident in religious texts, you know, sacred texts, and these sites, these ancient sites, that they were telling us something that was coded. And my colleagues and I over the past 35 years have been able to decode this into a technology. A human technology, one in which is virtually infallible. I mean, it's like natural law. That's why we call it the laws of potential. And all I can tell you is that it works. I've had, I don't know, thousands of people that I've worked with on this. Some pretty top level people. And you know, our average, everyday, wonderful, you know, guy off the street and gal in the home or what have you. And it works wonderfully. I mean, and it really is a directional and not a judgmental system that has very simple given parameters that people can follow to get answers and solve problems and resolve conflict resolutions and get better organized and things of that sort. How's that sound?
That sounds terrific. It certainly does. Now, describe the process, if you would, and the types of results that can be expected.
Well, the process is very intuitive. There are a number of, in effect, the human mind, we have 13 intelligences, not just one or two or seven, like some other mind scientists have proclaimed. And these 13 are set in systems. In other words, they although they're independent, they all work together all the time. We're using it right now, in fact, but we don't know it. So my job and what we do is we explain what these principles are, what systems they belong to, and there are three, and how to implement them. And once we get our student, client, whatever you want to call it, involved, then they are able to follow these various principles or intelligences to and commit them to whatever it is they're seeking to achieve. And as I said, it's very intuitive. Since these principles are based in biology, they are innate to us. They're in our systems, but we don't understand them, and they don't make sense as individual things, unconnected. So what we do is, I've written 7 books on the subject. I'm just finishing a master book, so to speak, which will be our 8th, which explains what they are, how we discover them, how they relate to things like science and behavioralism and religion and philosophies and whatnot. Give people a much better idea of how what this code is and how it was lost throughout the centuries by all sorts of cultures, and yet it's evident in every culture that's ever populated the planet.
Now, this may be a loaded question, but how did you come to develop this system?
As I said, you know, this information began to come to me. It was this period of enlightenment where I had 3 different death experiences, and not from illnesses. I just these things. I mean, for lack of any other term, it was being on the other side, so to speak, and seeing things that I never saw before and never heard about before, and this information was very obscure, and I just kept researching this and trying to apply it. I found a colleague of mine who was a award-winning geneticist who helped me understand that this was a biological structure and what the what these principles were. And then what I had to do from that point was give these principles a recognition, a language, so to speak, that people could understand, take it out of the science realm and put it into the behavioral and development and achievement levels. So, and that's why one of the greatest things about this is that you can take any self-development system, achievement system, and it will be identified within these laws of potential, so that it's an all-encompassing, self-organizing system. So all one need do is, I mean, there are a number of different ways to apply this, but for instance, all one need do is to take an issue and then run that issue by these 13 intelligences or these 13 principles, and your mind starts to think in different ways than what you might be accustomed to, and eventually you're going to hit upon the one or perhaps even 2 that may be the core point of what it is you're trying to accomplish or resolve. So there are many ways to apply these principles. I mean, thousands. And in fact, we just developed a process whereby we can hook somebody up to a feedback device, small little feedback device, and we can help them find an answer to something that they've been struggling with. I mean, I've done this where I've had people walk in that for 3, 4, 5 years they haven't been able to resolve, you know, a personal issue, and resolve it in 20 minutes. I mean, it's really that powerful and that incredible.
It certainly sounds like it. Today we are joined by Dr. Robert Flower, founder and director of the Gilchrist Institute, a nonprofit human potential research and development think tank located in Bronxville, New York, here on eHealth Radio's health news and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So, Dr. Flower, can you give us an example, a success story describing how this has helped a particular individual?
There's a a famous golfer, golf teacher, who I worked with when he was not so famous. And he had the potential, but he just couldn't make the breakthrough. He didn't know how to do it. And he came to me for about 3 months. We worked on it together, and we worked was very intense. And all of a sudden, he just had this breakthrough. He began to see things in totally different ways than what he had. Expanded his awareness, enhanced his conceptual system, you know, his belief system, and before you know it, I mean, the man became like famous, and you know, it was like, you know, overnight practically. And I've had that with a number of athletes. I'm working with a number of professional golfers now, sort of like golf mind science. And they tell me that it's totally different than any other, you know, psychology of golf or anything like that that they've ever been through. And a lot of them are, you know, are doing much better. I also trained some Olympic athletes in shooting, trap shooting. I have two of them who actually work with me at the Institute at different times, who again, they couldn't break through. They were excellent performers, and before you knew it, after working with me for about a year, they were invited to try out for the Olympic trap shooting team. By the way, I was invited as well, and so as a personal response, I started shooting trap, and my first year I won the New York State trap shooting championship. So I use it myself. I use it in business. I use it in my, you know, athletic endeavors, and I help others, you know, in the same realm, whether it's business or personal or sports, and in government too.
Awesome stuff. Now, shifting gears a little, can anyone really implement this model?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you need a little training. You need to be somewhat dedicated to, you know, understanding. I mean, the principles are really simple, and they when people first hear them, they, you know, they look askance, and you know, is this it? You know, and then when I start putting it together and showing how these things work in a system, then yes, the answer is definitely yes. It depends on and the degree in which you can use them depends on the intensity of one's effort. I mean, it's like anything else. You put in the time and the energy, and you're going to get top results. You don't put in the time and the energy, it'll give you some insight, but it's not going to be like what it would if you went the other way.
And you're also known for making predictions using this model. Can you give us an example and explain how this is done?
Okay. I've discovered that with this biology, this code, there's a geometry and a mathematics to it. And this is well within these ancient scriptures, and it's a code. And I developed these models of prediction models. And for instance, I used it last year. Last June, I predicted that Donald Trump would not only get the Republican nomination, but that he would win. And I made I reinforced that prediction. I did that on our TV show, our YouTube TV show, several times. I've made some very key stock market move predictions. A number of others. I predicted the score and the winner of the Super Bowl. It was 28-27, and it ended up 28-28, and that was because I didn't go far enough with my model. Those are just some of the things that I predicted, like local elections and business type of things that we've been working on. how things would turn out with individuals. We have a number of different avenues, but the stock market really is one of them. Elections are another. The baseball games, things of that sort. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it.
Lastly, Dr. Flower, explain how you work with people. Is it individual consultations, online or in person, classes? And what is the best way to contact you to arrange all of this?
We can work with people anyway. I enjoy face to face most because I think it's more effective, but we can do it online. You know, like a FaceTime thing or internet. And we do have classes from time to time. We do have seminars. So there's any number of methodologies and processes that we can use. My website is drbobflower.com. So I'm readily available, and we have a great staff here, and they're very dedicated people. And at www.drbobflower.com, you can reach us. And we have, like I said, we have 7 books that we've written on the subject, and various other tools that people can could utilize. Businesses, I've done a lot of teaching with HR students and managers, and that's another area that we're pretty good at.
Well, Dr. Flower, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and once again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And the pleasure is all ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Robert Flower, founder and director of the Gilchrist Institute, a nonprofit human potential research and development think tank located in Bronxville, New York. And for more information, either visit drbobflower.com or gilchristinstitute.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.